You're listening to a podcast of Checkpoint on Joy 94.9.
You're here on Checkpoint on Joy 94.9. On the line with me right now, she has won more women's championships than anybody else in WWE history, and making history is something she is very familiar with. She's the first woman to main event a WWE pay-per-view in 2016 and the first to main event WrestleMania earlier this year. She is potentially going to add to her reigns as champion when she fights Bayley in just a couple of weeks for the SmackDown Women's Championship at Clash of Champions. She's also a major part of WWE's 2K20 releasing in October. I am speaking with the one and only, the Queen, Charlotte Flair. Thank you for joining me, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you for having me, sir.
It's fantastic to speak to you. And I want to, before we dive into WWE 2K20 and how exciting that is, I want to go back a little bit because as a longtime fan, it's been so great to see the women's evolution in WWE and how that's taken shape. So how has that been, being such an important part of this women's evolution in wrestling?
So the honest answer is because our schedule is go, 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 and it's, you know, it went from WrestleMania to the next pay-per-view to Money in the Bank, then to SummerSlam. It's like, there's always a big moment in my eyes. And it's always like, okay, how can I, you know, outdo my last showing? So I really haven't taken the time to really appreciate how far I've come. The women have come as a whole.
Yeah.
But sitting down and having the opportunity to talk about the Women's Evolution Showcase in 2K and reliving, you know, these past moments and going back and thinking about my match versus Natalya in 2014 and that what that match meant to my career and how it put me on the map. I think it's kind of sinking in to go, wow, like that, this is how far we've come to where like when we main evented Raw, like, nothing's bigger than main eventing Raw. And then now you hear, oh, the women are main eventing Raw or SmackDown or pay-per-view. You don't really think anything of it. It's the norm.
Yeah,
because we've made it the norm, and that's when you like kind of pat yourself on the back and smile. But it's definitely just a credit to all the women in the past, you know, 30 years. It's not just, you know, since 2014, but with Becky and I closing out WrestleMania in 35, we wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been for what the Four Horsemen collectively did together. So for that to be the showcase,
absolutely,
in the game,
yeah.
I think is very important.
Definitely. And it's great to see, you know, that the game is going to go through your history and you're involved in many of the matches that are in the showcase mode. You mentioned WrestleMania this year as being such a special moment. And of course it was for everybody involved, not just yourself, but of course all the fans watching at home to see women main eventing the Showcase of the Immortals. I know it's something that I never thought that I would see when I was growing up. It was very different watching wrestling when I was a kid compared to what it is now. So, I mean, how has it been for you? When you were younger, when you were watching WWE on television, did you ever think that this was going to be possible?
It's not that I didn't think it was going to be possible, but when you haven't ever seen anything done before, people talking about it or saying that's their dream, you don't really picture it. And not until the women started to become more vocal, saying like, hey, we want more time. We want to be equal or have the same amount of opportunities to showcase our storylines and our character and not just be secondary storylines. I think is when things really started to change is when we started to use our voice together. And then in 2015, if it wasn't for the audience demanding the need and want and attention for women's wrestling and the company giving us the opportunity when they said, okay, you know, we're going to give it a go. It has a lot to do with the fans as well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, there's been some other great massive steps for women in the industry in the last few years. Of course, the Mae Young Classic has been a great tournament to watch the last couple of years and see some of the future Charlotte Flairs that we might see on our screens down the track. How exciting has that been for you to see this next generation and what they're doing with women's wrestling today?
Well, it's exciting, and it's one of those things. One, you see a newer talent and you're like, wow, I want to work that much harder to know that they're going to have to work that much harder if they want to take my spot, because no one's taking my spot. So having competition is a beautiful thing. But another layer to that is, yes, what we are creating now, it's their responsibility and it's going to be their time to take what we've created and take it even further. And that's what I'm excited about. Is they're seeing what we're doing now and hopefully being inspired to go, okay, how can we take it to the next level? And that's what it's about. It's just continuing the momentum.
And let's talk about WWE 2K20, because it is, making history. Again, something you're very, very familiar with. To have Becky Lynch on the cover of 2K20, the first time a woman has graced the cover of a 2K game. I know you guys have had quite the epic rivalry over the last 12 months, but how proud does it make you to see one of your fellow horsewomen on the cover of a WWE game?
Well, for starters, when one woman succeeds, we all succeed, because that has been such a big locker room wish bucket list, is, hey, one of the females needs to be on the cover of 2K. And it couldn't have been more fitting and appropriate to close out what an incredible year Becky's had, and to have the man on front and center and standing in front of Roman and the message it sends. It's just so awesome. And we've done it as a whole, and Becky on the cover is so exciting for her, but so exciting to all of us.
And I mean, you mentioned it before briefly, but talking about having a video game like this showcasing your career, so there's this whole mode called the Women's Evolution in the 2K showcase, which goes through all of your classic matches, the four of you, yourself, Becky, Bayley, and Sasha Banks. And you mentioned, you've taken some time to actually reflect on those in the making of this game. So what sort of matches are you excited about players getting to recreate in this game? Which are the ones that you're most looking forward to players getting their hands on?
Well, I think for me, it's just what put the match that put me on the map and really jump-started my career was me versus Natalya, and going all the way back to 2014 and seeing how much I've evolved as a character, as a performer, just the total package. And then I think the Fatal 4-Way, and NXT, myself versus Bayley versus Sasha versus Becky, will always stand the test of time. And for people who haven't seen that, having the opportunity to see a breakout moment for all four of us, just because they seem so long ago.
And here we are today with NXT recently announced to be going, USA Network, huge 2-hour live show every week. I mean, is it exciting to see how far NXT has come since the early days when you were involved?
Yeah, it's just, who would have thought that NXT was going to turn into a third brand that's now going to be on national television? And I feel very proud to know that I was on the first show that traveled outside of Florida in the first pay-per-view, and what it has turned into today, that, I was part of laying the groundwork for its success with people like myself, the other three horsewomen. I'm trying to think of the male, there's so many male champions that have come out of NXT, like Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins. How far NXT has come, but with now the Raw and SmackDown being almost all NXT talent.
I liked on SmackDown when you shouted our talks with international media.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's speaking with
totally.
Me.
I am.
Charlotte Flair, thank you so much for your time chatting with me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking wrestling with you, and good luck at Clash of Champions in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Joycast of Checkpoint on Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.